Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. By the way, you can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we are coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. What are you laughing at?
I just see some of the weirdest stuff.
Keith talking about people that we see on the streets, guys that have implants. You're like, well, what are we doing? Where are we at?
People who have implants, period. It's
calf implants, pec implants.
Don't get surgery. Just go to the gym. Don't get surgery. Come on. Just go to the gym.
But, you know, Key, it looks right on Instagram, though. Let me show you the pecs.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's something nauseating about it to me, to tell you the truth.
What, you got the Johnny Drama calves?
No, just
look
like
those calves. They look great.
It's just monstrous. Like, you know, if you want to change something about yourself physically, put in the work.
But it's hard for some people because their genetics and their body just doesn't. You know,
who are you telling?
Like you, Max.
Who are you telling? I know if I want a six pack, I gotta go to the gym. And by the way, it's never quite a six pack nowadays. It's a 4.5. You get the 2-2, and then a little line underneath. You don't get the extra.
I mean,
you don't get the 2 extra.
But what happens in our world that we live in, a society, and Jay knows this because, and you know a little bit, but Jay knows more than both you and I because he's a social media darling. Is that
all over it?
It shows up on people's feed. Am I saying that right?
Wow.
On the feed, yes. And everybody sees it.
Is that feet or feed?
Feed.
Feed. Okay, got it. Got it. Got it.
Shows up on the feed, and people gravitate toward that, and they say, wow, beauty. Like me, sometimes I think maybe I want to get injections in my lips and get them more.
Yeah, a little bit more moist.
And be like, maybe green eyes. I look at your eyes, and I say, maybe I should get some contacts. Because when I look at Jay's feed, I see some of those things sometimes. I go, what if I had green or blue eyes and I got full lips, even though I already have full lips?
But and implants.
You don't want to make them more full. No,
why not?
You don't want the duck lips.
You don't want me even more sexy?
No, because nobody wants to walk
too
around
sexy
and point
already.
Towards your lips.
Like,
look at his lips. Look at them. Those are real.
There's no way. And then maybe I get some of this stuff to get some of the wrinkles out of the forehead.
Oh,
and that's
man.
What happens. That's what people do.
People looking.
Then you
for
get all the
people
likes.
Looking
everybody
for
tells
answers.
You.
People looking for external answers.
Up.
The answers are
again.
In the inside.
I only look on the feeds for sports content.
It's like the people that pose next to the Ferrari and then put it on their feed, and you're like, but "That's not your car, though. You live in a one bedroom apartment." That's what happens. That's social media.
The pernicious effects of social media here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Duck lips. Oh, jeez.
Guys, Jerry Jones. Not apropos of anything about plastic surgery or anything.
Oh,
okay?
No,
that's
no.
a separate issue.
No, we did not.
I have to say, we're now making a hard, clean break from our previous conversation about plastic surgery, and we're now talking about something completely different, okay? Period. Pause. Take a breath. Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner,
I'll never be on this show.
Said Dak Prescott is determined to play Sunday. Listen to this.
Well, let's just say this. He's determined to. From my perspective, from what I can know and see, I think he's going to get there. Feel like that physically he's at a position that the risk reward justifies him being out there in terms of any reoccurrence of the injury. Set that one off to the side. We don't have that to think about. So it's a question of him getting ready, and he's going to be given every opportunity this week to get ready to go play.
Yeah, and I understand everything Jerry's saying on the clips that we're watching on ESPN2 right now and ESPNU. He certainly looks like he could spin it. There's no question about it. He's catching it from the gun. He's not underneath the center. I would want to see him underneath the center to see if he could catch that hard snap from it popping back while he's underneath the center. That's what I would be more so worried about. Or what happens if a hand comes toward him, much like Carson Wentz, or a helmet again. Can he withstand that little bit of pain tolerance that may be there? I think coming back against Detroit, he'll be fine. I mean, I think next two games he should be fine. Then he gets a bye, and they should be okay going into Green Bay in Week 10.
Know what I love? Yeah, Jay.
Dak Prescott coming back to this team makes them the best team in the NFC. And I hear what people are going to say about the Eagles, and the Eagles are right there when it's all said and done, and it could be a coin flip. But it would just make me trust the Cowboys so much more with the experience and the baggage that comes to the table with Dak, because it feels like there's a Jalen Hurts, something to prove, like venom in him, considering the way the last couple of years have gone, right? Injury prone. Can he do it again? Can he get back to MVP form? We see what
can he win
defense,
a playoff
can he
game?
Win a playoff game? It just, and Max, we've talked about this a lot as Giants fans.
Yeah, one.
We talked this a lot about Giants fans. People not talking about them in the preseason, the same thing, the way things used to be. Everybody, the Cowboys are going to win. Now, I know Key and others have came around to it, but it feels like we're working towards that. And that's what you want as a team. You want to progress.
He said, hasn't he won one? Right. It's not can he win a playoff game. Can he win two in the same season? Can you at least really make a deep playoff run if you're the Cowboys and Dak Prescott's under center?
Here's what I say, and I'll continue to say this, buddy. If the Dallas Cowboys somehow figure out how to get that first round bye, they're going to the Super Bowl. They are going to the Super Bowl if they get the first round bye.
Can I tell you how good that makes me feel?
You know,
every year, everyone, there are people at this network especially, that pick the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl or at least get there. This year, not a single person before the season. And it made me nervous as a Giants fan. Like, uh-oh, they never do it. Everyone always likes them. This year, no one likes them. They're going to fly under the radar. Thank God, Key and now others, you were the first to do it, but then others are now picking the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
it makes me much more comfortable.
No, I didn't say win.
But you get
go
there.
To it.
But Max, this
and
feels different.
And here's how I feel this way.
Micah Parsons.
It's a different situation than it's been in the past. Okay, they took a backup quarterback and won
four games.
Four in a row? Mm-hmm. Was it four
yep.
in a row?
Yeah, they went four
yep.
They won four games in a row with a backup quarterback. Okay, they've had backup quarterbacks in a row that couldn't get out of their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cooper Rush, obviously, the pumpkin came in.
But they didn't do it with Andy Dalton the other year. Right. They had Andy Dalton. They couldn't do what they just did.
Exactly.
Yep.
And they've had other backups in the past when Tony Romo went down and they couldn't do it. It just feels different. I know Philadelphia has a two-game lead. Philadelphia still has to play them again. Still got to play the Giants. Still got to play the Commanders. They still got games to go. A lot of people aren't high on Philadelphia's victory so far because they look at it, and rightfully so, the one quality win I would think would be against a backup Cooper Rush in a Minnesota team at home. If for some reason they get that first round bye, trust me, they're going to the Super Bowl.
But this puts all the pressure on Dak, right? The defense is there, Key. Like, the missing link is the quarterback that we saw a couple of years ago play at a very high level. And we see that in AFC. Talk about like Josh Allen maybe being the best quarterback in the entire league, or Patrick Mahomes being the best quarterback in the entire league. Two teams that are destined, you feel like, to come out of the AFC. Like Jalen Hurts playing at MVP level. The only thing that's missing is the quarterback for America's team playing at a high level to get them there.
Let me see that schedule one more time that they just threw up on the board for us on television.
Was that for the Eagles or for the Cowboys?
I don't know. I wanted to see. I think it was for the Cowboys. I just wanted to see what it looks like moving down. So, okay.
Playoff standings.
Okay, that's the playoff standings. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I saw some teams, and I was like, let me take a look at that. So, when you look at where they sit right now, the Dallas Cowboys, they got Detroit, Chicago. They got a tough one in Green Bay. It's not playing great.
They're favored in every game except the Green Bay game on the road. They're favored by FPI to win every single game the rest of the season except for the one in Green Bay.
And that's my whole point. They could potentially get the first round bye.
So the Green Bay Packers were favored, the only one favored against the Cowboys. Here's the question. Are they going to miss the playoffs? Is that real or not real? Because that's what's coming up next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire. First Take Her Take podcast. Is on set with us to play real or not real. Kimberly, all right, first Kim. Of all, those can we? You know, where are we on the Jordan 3s? I think the Jordan 3s of every sneaker that ever dropped, because Jay, I don't know if you were around for this or if you were, but we were around for this. When the Jordan 3s first dropped, I was like, it's the best looking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they look fly, though.
They are not. They're not. They're the most fly. Comfy. Jays.
Yeah.
Only thing is the crease in the middle. You see, Kimberly's worn those once because there's no crease in the top.
You know what? My followers get on me about, the creases. I mean, you got to live in your shoes. That's how I feel. I bought them. I'm going to wear them. I'm not stressed about the creases.
I swear she got about 10,000 pairs
of
shoes.
No question.
But that's you got to rock them. You can't let them sit in the box for 5 years.
It's like, what's the point? What's the point? I'm not DJ Khaled. Like, I don't have 4,000 pairs that can just.
God did.
Maybe 3,000. All right. Kimberly, are you ready to play real or not real?
I am.
Born ready. All right. The Cowboys need Dak Prescott. Real or not real?
It's real. But can I just say, do we need to rush him back against the Lions? Do we need to? I don't know. They do need him for the rest of the season. Like, you need to have your QB in there because you need to – this offense – this isn't the same offense that played the Bucs. This isn't the same team that played the Bucs in week one. Dak has to get out there, get more comfortable. I just want to make sure that he's 100% ready, like without a doubt, because if he has a setback, I think it's over.
It's certainly real. And we're talking about a hand. We're not talking about a shoulder or ankle or knee. So the setback would be if they get underneath the center, if they hit his hand too hard with the ball and it does something, or if somebody he's going to throw it, it hits a helmet or it hits a hand like Carson Wentz. Outside of that, I think he needs to get back in the rhythm.
The rhythm of it?
Yeah, he needs to get back in the rhythm. You got the Lions, which we all assume you don't really need him against the Lions.
They're feisty, man.
But we also saw Mr. Rush turn back into a pumpkin against the Eagles.
I'll say it's real, and to answer your question, Kim, I mean, if you look at the roster, the season, the schedule, is there a better time? I mean, versus the Lions and the Bears? I know the Lions are feisty.
Lions, Bears,
but Lions, Bears, then the bye, and well, then you got the Packers, actually.
That's why you need him back to get in the rhythm.
Get in rhythm before you have to face the Packers.
That's a great question. Kimberly, you talked me into it, and then I think he talked me out of it. But it's true. They do need Dak to beat the elite teams, right? Yeah. That's what we just saw with Cooper Rush.
Right.
But if you want Dak, maybe with what you just said, Key, they can buy him enough time right now to be totally good after the bye.
I don't want to stay on Dak because we got other things to move on, but just think of it this way, fellas, and I hate to do this because I played the NFL every single game, no matter.
If you guys didn't know, he was the best receiver ever to play in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, it's true. At least you know. But what I would say is I don't want to treat this like a preseason. But
essentially, yeah, I know, right. I got you.
You let him play. You take him out when you get a big lead. You let Mr. Rush get a little bit of action running the ball. That's the way I would treat it.
All right. The Patriots should stick with Bailey Zappi. Real or not real?
I'm sick of this quarterback controversy stuff. No, your quarterback is Mac Jones. I don't understand why if you make the decision that this is our guy, then clearly he's the best one to help you win. So when he's healthy, put him back. I don't understand the Mitchell Trubisky of it all and the go to this guy and that guy. Bailey Zappi, he was nice. I got it. Okay. Zappi.
But what was Mac Jones? Mac Jones was setting the world on fire?
No, but here's the thing. You decided to draft this quarterback. You decided to build with him. If Bailey Zappi just comes in here and now you're not sure, like what?
Who's who? Can you tell? I can't. Look, we have a graphic up on ESPNU.
I got you.
Well, which one is who? Which one is which? I don't know. They looked just alike.
I feel like the conversation is going to start to swing more in Zappi's favor. So they play the Bears the next. I mean, the real litmus test is going to be against the Jets when they play the Jets.
The Jets,
which is crazy to even hear me say out loud.
The real litmus test.
But it's really Mac Jones. I'm with you, though, Kimberly.
Here's what I would say. It's real. It's real because of the history that Bill Belichick has shown when it comes to certain situations. You only can revisit the past. That's all you could do with Bill Belichick. And the past shows that there was a young quarterback once upon a time, and there was a veteran Pro Bowler named Drew Bledsoe that he took over for. Now, there's different situations, I understand. Tom Brady is Tom Brady today, but Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady yesterday.
Tells you something about Belichick.
And so when you look at Dr. Z, and you look at what he's been able to do in the last 2.5 games, and I understand it was the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns is not a bad football team.
No, they're not.
And they went to Cleveland and won that game. And I understand that Detroit's defense hasn't been good this year. Doesn't matter. They still won the game.
They shut them out.
It doesn't matter.
They
it's
shut them out.
Something about that, Kimberly, that makes me think if he beats Chicago and he continues to win.
Ride the hot hand.
That, you know, we ain't dealing with a $150 million quarterback. We're dealing with a mid-round, first-round pick. Who number isn't high from a financial standpoint. I'm just saying. It's just me.
Is Key making a little bit of sense today? Write this down. This is a historic day.
I'm not even going to leave my sister alone.
The Packers will miss the playoffs. Real or not real, Kimberly A. Martin?
There is a real chance. When you look at their schedule, and when you look at the fact that the Packers, it's not just – oh, they have some young receivers who can't catch the ball. It's almost like they don't have an identity. Like, they forgot who they are. They don't run the ball. They're not stopping the run. Like, they just – receivers aren't doing what they need to do. Like, the play calling. Aaron Rodgers is talking about, like, we just need to simplify. LaFleur is like, I don't really know what that means. Like, it just seems like this is a team that should have picked up where it left off last year and was a Super Bowl contender to be in the NFC title game, and now they're 3-3. And the NFC is not like a scrub league right now. Like, there are some surprisingly good teams and a lot of teams that are 3-3 that I didn't expect to be.
Yeah, I would say it's not real. And the reason it's not real is because I don't – as it stands today, I don't anticipate them winning the division, which could be better for them. 5-6-7, they might want to be 5-6-7. They may not want to be the number one or number two seed and have home field advantage throughout. We've seen that. That hasn't gone well for them.
Stay hungry.
Now you stay a little bit hungry. Yeah. You go on the road. You win a game. You got to go on the road again. You win a game. And then maybe you get back home. That's where they need to be.
Doesn't it feel that way, though, Kimberly? Like, 13-3, first round bye.
Hasn't been working, so let's try something else.
Sometimes you see these teams go on the road, and because it's tougher, they're more prepared, it feels like, for the later rounds.
New England Patriots, Jay, is the only team that I could ever remember that just consistently had home field advantage going to the Super Bowl.
Chiefs, a couple years here recently.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's all I got. I mean, I'm at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit up here on national TV and radio and say that I don't think Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks we've seen. I will put validity in the fact that I think he will figure it out.
But so not making the playoffs means that they would probably have to lose
eight games, five more?
Or here's another one to do, another way to do it,
to not make the playoffs?
Eagles and Cowboys both going to the playoffs, right?
Well, that's
if you
thing.
Think the Vikings are going,
right?
Whoever's out of the West, the Vikings plus
don't
maybe,
look, but the Vikings don't look dominant.
Well, that, here's the thing with the Vikings versus the Packers. You always have trust in Aaron Rodgers to figure it out, and you don't have that same trust in Kirk Cousins.
Exactly.
But Kirk Cousins has a better team right now that is
two
playing
games up
better.
On.
You know what I'm
check
saying?
Check out so, the NFC. It's up on the screen now. That's what it looks like at the moment. And the Packers are at eight.
I just don't like them sit where they're sitting. Now, I don't know. The Rams, are they actually – are they going to continue –
Yeah, but I bet more that the Rams lose more games
yes, I hear
than
you.
The Packers. That's why I said. The Packers would have to lose
I'm
another.
Just saying this playoff standing list should not look like this. The Packers should not be at eight right now.
Well, that's because the Giants are surprised at 5-1.
But that's my point about why the Packers are so concerning. Because they were one of the favorites. Like, you have a Hall of Fame quarterback. It shouldn't be
that's
this difficult.
Why when people are like, oh, wins and losses are not a quarterback stat. Yes, they are, because who are the three best quarterbacks in football every year? It's Tom Brady yeah. and Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. And guess who never misses the playoffs?
And now
Tom
Josh
Brady,
Allen.
Patrick, and now Josh Allen. Them dudes aren't missing the playoffs. If they do, that's the exception that proves the rule. Are the Bills the best team in football, real or not real?
That is real. 100%. I get the Eagles. I love the Eagles. Love what the Eagles are doing. No, they're undefeated. But if you tell me the Eagles and the Bills are playing on a Sunday night, I'm picking the Bills. That's why I say they're the best team. They have that quarterback. He is literally the reason this team is a Super Bowl legit contender. Yeah, it's not like without question to me.
It's hard for me to say it's real because it's not real. When you say the best team.
Wait,
hold on. Who finished?
What?
That would make it difficult, Kimberly. You have to admit.
It's so deep, guys. Just pause and listen.
It's hard for me to say it's real because it's not real. And the reason it's not real, because they're not undefeated. The Philadelphia Eagles are undefeated. Now, I understand what Kimberly is
I'm
saying.
I'm with Key
look
on
at,
that.
Who no, look they, at who they played.
Look at who they played. That was exactly my point,
Kimberly. Look at who the
Eagles
started the season beating.
You are what your
record says you are.
Oh, stop.
Just beat the Cowboys. They just beat the Cowboys.
Played the Bills.
With Cooper Rush.
That the Eagles would beat the Bills.
Beat everyone else.
You think the Eagles playing the Bills, you see the Eagles beating the Bills.
I also thought that the Bills played Kansas City, that Kansas City would beat the Bills. It didn't happen.
That's my point.
But that doesn't mean that Kansas City's not a better football team than Buffalo.
Kimberly,
just,
if they're both healthy.
At that time, it didn't happen. What I was going to say why is, what are the two strengths on the Buffalo Bills? They're receivers, right? Diggs and Davis. How about the DBs in Philadelphia? So when you match that up, it might be a little different than what most people think. This is not Pittsburgh. This is not Tennessee. Not the secondary of a backup rookies in Kansas City.
I got you.
That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
That's why I'm not
I would
ready
say
to
Josh Allen
that,
is
yes.
Before you get to the wide receivers, you would say Josh Allen is the
Thank
reason.
Jalen Hurts is a pocket Josh Allen, basically. He's like a pocket-sized Josh Allen.
Can I say something? Josh Allen's MVP right now, man.
I agree. At this moment, he is. Yeah.
His size and his frame is different than
At
Jalen
this
Hurts.
Moment, Josh Allen
is different than Jalen Hurts.
And not only that.
I think Jalen Hurts is having an MVP type of season, but the quarterbacks
size.
Are very different.
It's like he's a pocket size.
There's levels between Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts.
This is what I say about Josh Allen. Josh Allen, to me.
Bradbury and Darius, and not Darius Slade.
Darius Slade.
At the cornerback spot?
Yep.
That's going to be a tough out. That's all I'm saying. It's just a tough out.
Kimberly, if both teams are healthy, who's better on the line of scrimmage, Eagles or Bills? Both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Eagles
are probably better on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Who runs the ball better?
Well, running the ball has been the issue for the Bills.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying the quarterback play. Like
Josh Allen's a legend. He's going to be a legend in the game. He will be a legend in the game.
Josh Allen, he is inevitable. He's like Thanos. Like when him and Patrick Mahomes, he's reached that level of like, hey, when he gets the ball, they're probably going to score.
And don't
you
let the
can't
Bills
say that about a lot of teams.
Don't let the Bills pull the trigger on CMC.
Don't let them pull Christian McCaffrey.
If they got Christian McCaffrey,
you talk about
it's
a run
rap,
game, you add
healthy,
a piece like
a
that.
It's a different situation when they get Chris. If in fact they get Christian McCaffrey, but the San Francisco 49ers aren't going away on that
one
either.
That's true.
Yeah, Josh Allen. Looks to me like he is going to be a great Hall of Fame quarterback at this moment, right? Like it feels like he's arrived in a different way by beating Mahomes.
Twice in a regular season, right, James?
Yeah. But listen.
He is on one today.
Mahomes
okay?
is already in the Hall of Fame. Mahomes retired today to be in the Hall of Fame. Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN, NFL reporter, First Take Her Take podcast.
Still ain't it's been always, on. It's been 3 years.
It's always real with Kimberly A. Martin.
You haven't been asked to be on the podcast?
I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think they like me.
Who? No. Which podcast?
My
first
podcast.
Take. Her, what is it? What
you
is
don't
it?
Even know. You don't even know.
What take, is it?
First
take. Know when, her take, bro.
You know, Kimberly take, would tell you.
That's why you ain't on. That's why you ain't on.
No, I'm saying I'm going to get the name right.
Well, Kimberly would tell you that would be real, but it's not real, right?
It's not.
She wants to say that's real, but it's not real.
The roof is the ceiling.
Colts owner Jim Irsay
Michael Jordan
believes there's merit. Listen to this, guys. Jim Irsay believes there is merit to remove Daniel Snyder as owner. He said this publicly. We're getting into it.
What?
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Commanders owner Dan Snyder has told associates he's used private investigators and other sources to gather dirt on fellow owners, coaches,
including Jerry Jones, as well as people in the league office and Commissioner Roger Goodell. It really is going to come down to the other owners that a partner has allegedly dug up dirt on them and is prepared to use it if his back is against the wall to keep his franchise.
He has told people some of that stuff could blow up the league. That's a quote that he told somebody. They can't F with me.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. That's how I had to listen to the end of the Yankees game last night on ESPN Radio. Just did this on the app because my Wi-Fi went out in the seventh inning.
Shocking.
Anyway.
Your Wi-Fi goes out.
Goes out all the time.
Every conference call at 3:30. Sorry, guys. The Wi-Fi.
Yes, for some reason, it does seem to go out a lot. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Just buy another building.
I just bought this one.
Buy another router.
No, it's not the router.
No, whole building.
They have to do, in New York, they have to do construction on the external brick stuff. If something falls and hits someone, you get, so the building has the thing tented half the time, and they got construction on it, you know, like, maintaining it and stuff. I think that's what's messing with it. Anyway, Key, Jay, good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
At the NFL, oh no, this is the top, yeah, half of the, bottom of the hour. I'm still saying good morning. At the NFL owners meetings, guys, Colts owner Jim Irsay said that there's merit to remove Dan Snyder as owner. This is a big thing for another owner to come out and say this about a fellow owner. Listen to Jim Irsay.
I believe that there's merit to remove him as owner of the Redskins. Some of the things I've heard, it doesn't represent us at all. And, you know, I want the American public and the world to know what we're about as owners. I believe it's in the best interest of the National Football League that we look it squarely in the eye and deal with it.
Well, at least get the name of the team.
The
right?
Commanders.
It'd be nice.
He's already been removed as owner of that other team because now they're called the Commanders. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's probably stuck in his mind that they were there for of the past.
Can I just tell you how much I love this? This is reminiscent of my favorite show, House of Cards. I mean, this is like billionaires, political geniuses that have so much. No, okay, no, yeah, not anymore. It's
I, saw, I watched
Spacey.
It through,
it's a long
through
story
half of it.
I don't
want
to get into
it
right now. We'll leave that alone for another day. But like the fact that for removal of an owner, you need 3/4 approval of all the owners in the league. Mm-hmm. And then for Dan Snyder to kind of retaliate by saying that, or people coming to the conclusion that he has a lot of stuff on other owners, like just watching how this dance has to happen, Key, in real time, and understanding relationships, it just it leaves me frazzled. I don't even know what to think about
you
it.
You need 24, so 3/4 is 24 out of 32.
I was going to say 24 out of 32. I just let Jay say 3/4.
Yeah, same thing.
So they need, same thing, but I'm just saying they need 24 votes. And for him to say that, for Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, to say that, maybe he, you know, like...
Rally cry.
Or do you think, yeah, we got the 24.
Rally cry, what do you mean by that?
I'm letting other owners know who may not like what's going on. I'm going to take a stand on it. Let's see who's with me.
Oh, no, the other owners are already with him.
Or he wouldn't have said it, right?
Saying anything.
Or that he wouldn't have said that, right?
Oh, my God, yes. You go ahead and handle it, Jim. Just you deal with it right now. And we'll...
So this is a bad sign for Dan Snyder.
They'll get the 24. They'll get the 24. And he'll be out. He'll fight it. He's got a few billion. He'll spend a few whatever it costs to fight it. You're not just going to take his team. They're not going to just allow you to take the team. But 24 owners are going to side with or there's going to be 24 owners that get together and say this is enough for our league, because what it happens is it starts to affect the view of the league as a whole. You can't have that. The shield gets affected. Therefore, once that gets affected, it jeopardizes what? The bottom line. If it jeopardizes the bottom line, we can't have that.
You know how it goes. That all makes sense. Do you think that this public statement by Irsay is in any way a reaction to the report that Dan Snyder says he has dirt on owners? And so now the owners are sending one of their guys out to be like, we're not playing that way. Now we're serious about taking you out.
They're not. It probably has something to do with it to a small degree. But they've already decided a while ago that they probably was going to go 24 votes to get him out a while ago. But they've yet to arrive to it because there's technicalities and things that they have to do because they don't want to get sued. So everything's got to be
ducks
all the
in
boxes
yeah.
got to be checked and ducks got to be in a row. He just stepped out in front to let him know, we're going to push back on you, bro. So you running your mouth and saying you got stuff on other owners, you know, Jerry Jones is friends of such and such, and this guy and Mr. Kraft is friends of him, and the Rooney family's friends of his, and they all know that right now he's a bad guy for us in our business.
Good for Jim Irsay, though. Good for him to speak up on where we want the NFL to be. Like, what do we always talk about with the NFL as it relates to accountability, right? When things happen, things naturally get swept under the rug. Everybody's life moves on. People don't forget about it. They bring it up. But the NFL is such a juggernaut that business continues to go on.
Now,
good for Jim Irsay to come up and say something.
I agree. It's stunning in a way, but in another way, you're grateful that an owner has said something. Does Irsay's let's listen to the commissioner. Roger Goodell was asked about Irsay making that comment, and this is what he had to say.
Are you surprised? Are you disappointed that Jim Irsay had strong comments about it?
No. How do you like that?
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about what?
His comments.
I just said, and I said it to the membership, speculation without facts is not a very positive thing to do. I think everyone deserves to have facts and to make sure those decisions are made with facts. And the membership will have that opportunity.
He's the owner. I mean, he's the commissioner. The commissioner takes his direction from the owners.
Of course.
He has, and Daniel Snyder technically is still an owner. So he has to say all the right things. Even though he said he wasn't surprised, he had to then, you know, not necessarily backtrack, but then he had to explain the way the process goes because he worked for the owners. He's not going to blatantly just say, you know, he's got to get out of here. He's not going to do that.
No, Goodell's got to keep it buttoned up.
He's got to keep it buttoned up.
Yeah, but the question was, are you surprised or disappointed? Or disappointed? And he said, no, neither. That's just a little bit interesting to me. Like, if one of your owners stepped out of line about another owner and it's about privacy, you know, you would probably answer that a little bit differently. He kind of answered that matter of fact.
Yeah, but then he answered.
He gave context afterwards.
But then he gave the context, which he covers both sides.
Yeah.
So now he's safe.
Yeah, he can't say I'm disappointed or no. Although he seemed to affirm, yes I am disappointed.
That's what I'm saying.
An owner said anything, but that's really just a blanket statement.
But he's
saying,
not surprised that an owner
not surprised, but I don't like it when we handle this out of house. We need to keep our business.
Yeah,
in-house.
That's the commissioner talking.
Right.
He's the commissioner. What else is he going to say?
He's the commissioner of all the owners, of all the teams.
And they pay his salary. And right now, he's up for an extension.
I know, Keith, you and I, we know a lot of powerful people in sports. When people start sharing inside information, it gets nasty now.
So yeah,
I'm saying is Daniel Snyder, I'm curious. If this is a chess game, I wonder what is the next move for Daniel Snyder.
Yeah, well, he crossed the Rubicon, in fact, and start releasing in dirt on these guys because that's kind of like, okay, you say this, let's see you do it.
I mean,
give us something to talk about.
I don't have to worry about that. I'm not an owner.
Speaking of stuff to talk about and guys like an owner talking about another owner, how about a quarterback talking about another quarterback? Ben Roethlisberger says it didn't look like Brady wanted to be out there.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Pick
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The fact that I've worked weekends for the last 23 years, I do deserve one day off.
I don't think you can go get it at the same level Sundays if that's how you're feeling right now. I don't see where this is the same guy mentally.
I didn't play great, you know, and I feel like the stats look a little better than the game.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to change the way he plays. He has to change the way he leads.
He knows that the urgency is there for them to get up to speed.
I was really disappointed in his comments talking about how Watson and Dobbs, their rookie receivers, weren't prepared. I put that on him.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. If you have a phone in your pocket, and you do, you have us live. Yeah, you have us live wherever you are between 6 and 10 a.m. Eastern.
You got the table or you want me to get it? You got it. You got it.
50, man. Come on.
You got it.
You're going to leave the tip? 50. Are you going to leave the tip at least?
No, because if you get the table, your card has to go down before. So
that's true.
The tip is automatically included.
That's true.
Gratuities included.
Yeah. If I told you the gratuity story, I'll tell you during the break because you'll share it with the audience.
Well, yeah. Well, if you told them,
if you
the
tell me,
it would
tell
be shared with
tell
the audience.
Yeah, I can't tell
exactly.
Him. I can't tell.
We're
him.
Presented by Progressive Insurance.
This dude, he'll tell the whole world.
Yeah. Unless Key tells this story, then who knows? We'll be presented. We won't be presented by anybody. All right. Ben Roethlisberger said this, guys. He's talking about Tom Brady. It didn't look like Brady wanted to be out there. This is on his Footballin' podcast.
Jeez.
By the way, Footballin'. Footballin' is spelled F-O-O-T-B-A-H-L-I-N. Footballin'.
What?
I don't get it.
Probably Footballin' was taken, so you add a little H to make it different. So you
I don't know. Right. Anyway,
are you
listen
to
this.
Are you trying to say Ben spelled it wrong?
He's stuck an H. The H is silent. Get. Let's hear it.
Shocked.
Jeez.
To me, this is just my opinion, and Tom is the greatest. I mean, the Super Bowl rings show it and talk about it and whatever. It didn't look like he wanted to be out there. I mean, maybe it was the pressure, though, and he was getting hit and, whatever was going on. And I remember at one point I looked down there. I was telling, I don't know if I told Jason or Brian, but I'm like, there's no way he's enjoying this. No way. It just didn't look fun to him.
No, and Ben may be right there. It probably isn't fun, but he got a million different things going on in his personal life. He's also, receivers are not lining up correctly or running wrong routes. He's getting hit a couple times here and there. Does he want to be out there? Of course he wants to be out there. He wants to be with his team, and he's kind of just going through some of the emotions of things that's happening in his personal life right now. You can certainly tell that, you know.
I mean, but everybody, every citizen has days like this. There's really no difference. Like, everybody comes to work a couple of times. Oh, God. I don't want to be here today. I mean, I'll get through it. I'll do what I have to do. I mean, that's allowed to happen throughout the course of a regular season. I know there's
let alone the
games.
Course of a lifetime.
But I think the reason that it's interesting is because you have a guy in Ben Roethlisberger who won a couple Super Bowls, who potentially could be in a Hall of Fame very soon here, saying this. So you have another quarterback, newly retired, talking about Tom Brady, where you typically don't see that. Everybody's afraid to say anything about Tom Brady except people like us.
But just like Anthony Davis last night, who kind of replied back to Charles Barkley, as an athlete, it feels this way. You got a new podcast, man. Okay. Ben Roethlisberger, you got a new podcast. You're going to say something that's going to create waves, right? Because you have a new podcast. You want your podcast to be out there. I get it.
Oh, is that what you do? I don't have a podcast other than ours, so I don't know.
I mean, if you want your podcast to be known for stuff,
you know, other than
this
ours,
is our podcast.
This is our podcast.
KJM is a podcast.
I said other than ours.
Yeah,
but I don't have an individual.
Right, your own podcast.
I'm with y'all.
Yeah.
You know, we have a show on national television and radio, so it's a little bit different.
Everyone has a podcast. The podcast by itself is, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but I'm like, we're not out here just throwing stuff against the wall and hope that people want to tune in. We're actually saying things that we know.
Right. Some people have podcasts, and it's like, Jay, you're making waves, right? And the pivot is making, like, there are some that are making waves for sure. I haven't heard of Ben Roethlisberger's until today, but you know,
so maybe it's working.
But that's now he's got a commercial for a segment on national TV and radio. Yeah,
now we're talking about it. Now everybody knows footballing, right?
You worry,
with an H.
You worry about look, people. He had a bad game. He lost by Pittsburgh. That many people going into the game, including myself, didn't think Pittsburgh had a shot. Based on it's Tom Brady, it's Tampa Bay. They won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They got a good team. They got a good defense. But then he flies to New York after practice on Friday. He does what he does. He doesn't go back to Tampa Bay to fly with the team to Pittsburgh. Instead, he takes a 30-minute flight from New York to Pittsburgh and joins the team on Saturday. So he gets a lot of, you know, backlash for that. On top of that, he has Wednesdays off, which is a rest day. Now, I don't know if he's in the building, not in the building, whatever. I would assume, based on rest days, most guys are in the building. They're just not practicing. They got their hat, their jersey, and their sweats on, and they're chilling. They're taking mental reps. I would assume that's what he's doing, and everybody does that. Hell, I did it, okay, when I played. Hey, man, I'm tired. I need a day, you know? Your legs look tired from yesterday. We're not going to run you today. Okay, that happens. But now all of a sudden, because where the season is at for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is brought to light by many people.
But this is all the stuff that makes me wonder if this is going to be it for Tom, his last hurrah. Probably not the way he would want to go out.
And that's need to be, though.
That's always going to be the challenge for him, right? Do you go out winning a Super Bowl, or do you go out this type of way?
Don't chase it.
But the thing is, the amount of speculation on everything he does, now that fans have started to dig into his personal life with his wife and with his family, that's a different kind of weight. And even just seeing, you know, chatter on social media, like people making comments about his wife and when he loses games, it just adds a different element, man. It adds a different – I don't care what anybody
fair
says.
Fair game, buddy.
Adds a different element.
It's fair game, though, Jay.
I hear you, but he's never had to deal with that.
No, that's true. He's never had to deal with it, but it's fair game.
The guy is like a – I suppose like a father figure, right, for decades and decades.
But Max,
he's always getting married and the owner of the team.
He's always done it right, though. Tom Brady is the epitome of doing it right.
You got to go
– all the time, right? So now that people find that something didn't go right in his life, people triple down on that kind of stuff.
If anyone remains in the public eye long enough, we will find frailties because they're human beings. Like, and that's really what we're looking for. We like to – that's the dynamic. We build everybody up, and then this is the greatest. They're perfect. And then we look closely, go, oh, no, actually, they're human. Tear them down, and now we want to see them get back up again.
But like Jay said, though, everything's gone right for him. And now it's not going right, so people look for that.
By the way, we're early in this. We're in week 6, going into week 7. Let's see what it looks like week 15.
Had I did that, the first thing they'd say is, what did you expect? Of course Keyshawn would do that. Tom Brady didn't set it up that way.
Right.
It's like rubbernecking, Max. Yeah. I mean, everybody likes to stare at a traffic accident. And if it's a Lamborghini, you're going to stare at it even more.
Jeez.
Let's get into the Yankees coming right up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Drinking.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.